This is an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. To learn more about what we do, visit rtrfm.com.au.
Is this like the continental role of radio shows?
Midnight Special. A late night chat show. With great questions and interesting segments. With the best guests ever. Broadcasting from Perth, Western Australia. On RTR FM 92.1. Midnight Special.
Yes, hello. This is Tristan Fidler broadcasting from Perth, Western Australia, here in the RTRFM studios on a very, what bounds to be an outstanding and a possibly award-winning 2 hours of radio coming your way. It's the Midnight Special and we're doing something very special. But before I get into that, I have to say thank you to Claire for another sensational Burn the Airwaves, and what an intro as well. So, you know, that fired us up and we're fired up because tonight's show, yeah, it's the return of the karaoke special. That's right. We did this last year in 2018 and we had to do it again. We had to bring the people back to where it all resides, which is the voice, and it's all about love this month at RTR. It's a Radio Love Month. We're asking for donations throughout this month. And we are very fortunate to be blessed with great guests, and we couldn't do this without this particular guest. And we're just gonna do a quick intro, and then we'll play a song and get into the mood. We start things off softly because that's how love should work, in a soft register. But I couldn't do the karaoke special part two, the return of the karaoke, without the rodeo radio queen of songs, the songbird of the South West, depending on which trick and treat you're going to. I speak none other than Consensual Connie. Consensual.
Ooh,
Connie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dumb. That suspense was just killing me softly. I was like, let me on the magic mic, Trissy, darling. Oh, it's my absolute pleasure to be back here.
And it's so great to have you as well, because when we did this special show the other year, I mean, you know, Connie Fever had really just gripped. It was like the first 30 minutes of Contagion. And now we've
Connie-tasion, darling.
Connie-tasion. Like, it's gone from strength to strength. Can you, for those who haven't been blessed with the sight of you and the gift you give to song, can you explain what it is that you do?
Well, it's hard to know where to start, but we've got a big F off chicken treat flag. So we're just in the studio right now, don't we, Lana? Yes. And, you know, we just like to pay respect. Like, there's a lot you can do with two consenting adults and chicken treat. So just let your imaginations run wild with that for a second. But we're not here to talk about the beloved CT. We're going to talk about karaoke. And look, you know, Perth is having its karaoke renaissance. Like, I won't take credit for it. Haz and Kaz Groove Karaoke, shout out at the Inglewood Hotel tonight. I feel like, you know, there's been a few of us that have really tapped into what that karaoke healing that they're bringing most nights of the week. Shout out, yeah. Groove Karaoke. But you know, so a few of us have taken that in different directions and really sunk into the spirituality that is karaoke. You know, sometimes we're feeling a little bit lost in our darkest of hours, like drunk crying into our vinegar chicken at Billy Lee's, and like, who do we turn to, darlings? It's the holy book of song lyrics.
It's like a superstar moment for like a Friday night.
Well, it is.
It's a superstar moment. Your own superstar moment.
And it, yeah, diva. And, you know, me, myself, like, I, you know, I'm the immaculate conception of Dolly Parton and Keith Urban. That one time they had a threesome with Constable Care.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, three parents is hard, but I wasn't allowed to sing because they used to tell me, look, you're actually a few violins short of a string section, Connie. And, like, I was kicked out of the family band. And it wasn't until I really found myself in Perth with this karaoke renaissance, you know, when I was 18, I'm only 21 now, so, you know, you do the maths, like, that I found community and I found, you know, singing not to be perfect, but just singing for the love of love.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of community, I've been rude. We have another special guest in the studio.
I just like being that guy, like, in the what's it, shows, the talk shows, where it's just some dude being like, oh, yeah.
You're like the verbal noddy.
Dave,
you know?
Letterman, that's the one I was thinking of. I was like, there's an important person that I've forgotten here. Yeah.
So the Paul Schaefer kind of. Yeah. Well, but you know, we another talented person who knows a thing about a song or two, Lana. Lana is in the studio.
Hello. It's a pleasure.
The last, and you were also involved in the karaoke special last time. You did a.
That's the phone one.
Yeah, that's right. You sung a song to us over the phone.
It was great.
It was such a magical moment, and I'm trying to remember what the song was. It was a Bee Gees one, was it?
No, it was Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, of course. I mean,
it was for my mum. She really likes that song. She kind of like, I'm kind of like her jukebox. I mean, I owe it to her, but you know, like, she'd be like, if someone came over, she'd be like, Lana. Sing Nothing Compares, and I'd like just have to blurt it out on the spot.
Oh, wow.
So I veto that now, though. Like, when that happens at a family gathering, I just walk away. Can't do Baz Luhrmann more. I'm sorry.
It's like a family version of karaoke where it's like, you know, you raise a child to perform for visitors, guests.
I sing at all my family's funerals as well. Like, it's like a job I wish I could get, actually, because, like, you get to do all these really pretty ambient versions, like emotional versions of songs, and that's pretty much what I do.
Oh, that's
the
beautiful.
The Sinead O'Connor one. You know, that was over. That was outside.
There was like a delay, though, right?
Yeah, there was. It was magical. It was beautiful. People thought that we
experimental.
Yeah, we hijacked.
I purposefully sing a chord out of time on purpose. That's my.
But the neighbors were listening when you did karaoke FM last time.
We have these crazy. Okay, I love them, but I moved since then, but we had these Irish neighbors. They're awesome. The guy who lives there is super polite and nice. They're just really good at getting drunk and having a good time. And anyway, I was like, well, you know, it's just payback for all the times they kept us up.
It was so
like,
beautiful.
I'm singing Sinead O'Connor in basically the duplex kind of block kind of thing. Like,
oh, I'll take your payback anytime.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor, the best way of payback.
So this is what's going to happen for the next 2 hours. You're listening to RTRFM. This is a midnight special. It's the karaoke special, part two, the return of karaoke. And it's a love month special to honour the love month of RTRFM. And so, you know, the songs that we're going to do, some of them songs to make out to. Some of them are songs to break up to. We're looking at both sides now, to quote Joni Mitchell. So we're going to get set. We're going to have some very special guests coming in later as well, but some live on-air karaoke. If you want to call in and mention either, like, give us some requests or give us some karaoke stories, you can call us up at 9260-9210. That's 9260-9210. And you can also email us. We have the power of digital technology. studio@rtrfm.com.au, studio@rtrfm.com.au. So I think to get us in the mood, we'll play, to me, a karaoke classic, and one that I always associate with you, Connie.
Oh,
because,
hello.
You know, it just fits your vibe, and it was also a mass sing-along that I did witness at Pika. We shout out to Dolly Parton with A Song About Heartbreak. This is Jolene. Oof.
out. You can make out to the song if you wish, but it's not from that category.
Well, sorry. I'm just.
Wow, this vamping's going really well.
No. It's.
It's a technical operation, you know. There's lots of buttons.
Yeah, it's,
and you're pushing all of them right now,
it,
Matt.
Can we or not? Is it just immediately?
Yeah, so we are going to do the song. Sorry,
yes,
I'm just...
Yes, we are.
We're pioneering karaoke on the airwaves right now, so let's just, you know, not put too much pressure on.
Yeah, I mean, look, if there is... just so you know, there's definitely a buzz in the studio here through the sound equipment, but if it's happening out there, I'm sure the magic of the music is going to overcome that, and it will be beautiful.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Is there music coming out of it? Somewhere?
Not yet, because we haven't played yet.
Awesome.
Are we, is this, are we?
Play. We're excited. Everyone can just breathe in at home or in the car, breathe out.
Oh, wow.
Karaoke is the new ASMR.
It's coming through now. Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's really
20 bad. Seconds.
So I'm going to do my best, but wow. True, I'd give my right arm to keep you safe from harm. And true, for you I'd move to Ecuador. And I'd keep a little farm, chop wood to keep you warm. But I don't really love you anymore. I don't have to love you now if I don't wish to. I won't see you anyhow if that's an issue. Because I am a gentleman, think of me as just your fan, who remembers every dress you ever wore. Just a bad comedian, your new boyfriend's better than. 'Cause I don't really love you anymore. There'll be someday when your eyes do not enthrall me. I'll be numb, I realize you'll never call me. I've read your horoscope, now I've given up all hope. So I don't really love you anymore. 'Cause I've read your horoscope, and I've given up all hope. So I don't really love you anymore. Yeah, I contemplated it, but yeah, I really love that song a lot.
It was beautiful, and it was exactly as you described as well. You should do music reviews.
Oh, well, thank you. Now we need to move on to the next topic of conversation.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Matt. That was amazing. I loved being introduced to that song, and when did you first hear that song?
Well, I can't recall that.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah, it's actually a really good song, but also one of the things I really loved was, and I haven't been able to re-find it, was there was this YouTube cover version that this a woman had done where she just played this ukulele on her bed in her pajamas playing that song. and played it to the same melody, but to the actual melancholy of the lyrics. And it was just absolutely beautiful. And so I just really like, and I think the magnetic feels, like, I think he just does that so often with songs. Like, you can actually just change them and see the real, you know, what's going on behind them. I mean, you know, 69 love songs, great album, a lot of good songs. That's not from that, but it is a great album.
Too. Yeah, woo!
Yes.
Another round of applause. All the fans here.
If you've just tuned in, this is the Midnight Special.
Oh, and you just missed out.
Restream,
yes. Because that's going to be very interesting. So, yeah, my name's Tristan Fidler. I'm hosting Midnight Special. This is the Karaoke Special, Karaoke Special Part 2. We've got many guests in the studio, but also got Consensual Connie. And Matt Roberts just sang something by the Magnetic Fields. And we're going to hear some more special guests sing songs live on air and also hear some karaoke favourites. If you're interested or you want to request anything, you can call us at 9260 9210 9260 9210, and you can email us at studio@rtrfm.com.au, studio@rtrfm.com.au. And how do you feel, Connie?
Speechless, if I could be, but I can't. So I'd just like to say, you know, apart from being, you know, how are you feeling? Are you feeling Kara?
Okay.
Kara.
Great.
No, you were going to go Kara again. I'll be like, oh, okay, great.
No, but I did. I said okay. I thought I did it. And then you, like, did it again. Okay. So I was like, I need to go higher.
I just want to hear.
Kara, fantastic.
Kara.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough from you, Matt.
Fair play.
So good. Yeah. My heart is just, it's very alive. It's very electric. I'm stuck between wanting to be in the past with everything that we've heard and wanting to move into the future with everything. I think it's called the present. I'm feeling very mindful, and that's what karaoke does.
Look, I can't wait to see that framed in Stitch on my wall as something that I see every day and that I carry with me in my heart. So thank you, Consensual Connie. We've got more to get through, but we're going to take a little break, and we're going to play this one. I'm going to dedicate to Michael Lim, because I once saw him perform this at karaoke. This is the George McRae classic, Rock Your Baby. So we heard two songs, and they were Have You Ever Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John, and then George McRae with Rock Your Baby. And yes, this is this is all going exactly to plan. This is Tristan Fidler hosting the Karaoke Special, and I'm joined in the studio by the Rodeo Radio Queen of Song and Sound, Consensual Connie.
Yeehaw, doll.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to say, like, even if everything's not going to plan, it won't be as bad as we're hosting a karaoke rodeo-key on the Connie's rooftop, which was like a big dream of mine for a while.
Yes.
As part of Le Club. Thank you for Le Club for putting that on. But, you know, sometimes, like, we're using technology that's from 1994 sometimes, like it's built like a brick, but and it should work, but sometimes it doesn't. And so then we had to hotspot off a phone with the laptop from 1994, and we, like, I shouldn't say this is a bit illegal, but we where there's a will there's a way, and we YouTube karaoke'd on the Connie's rooftop, and luck should have it, Clive Palmer ad started at the start of every song. We're just like, no, Parmigiana, get off. So it's not that.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about that. But that is truly... I bet Clive Palmer, not your karaoke story. That is a wonderful story of, overcoming adversity, David and Goliath fighting, the powers that be, fight the power. But yeah, that dude and all those ads. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, get in the bin.
Into the bin.
He is not karaoke.
No. Well, we can only assert that his choice at karaoke would be...
K-san.
Yeah.
Well, because...
I agree.
Because I used to love that song, and then we put it on at karaoke and we heard the lyrics pop up, and we're like, oh, actually, this is, not a song that we should really do.
Yeah, it's when you get those kind of, story songs about... We're moving on from that. We've got new karaoke songs. There's a history of song for us. And we're making new history as well. We've got Matt Roberts in the studio. He just sang a wonderful version of a Magnetic Field song.
That you can't remember the name of.
I Don't Want to Be in Love Anymore? Is that what it's called?
No. That's okay. Carry on.
That's okay. What was the name of the song, Matt Roberts?
I Don't Love You Anymore.
I mean, you didn't have to get personal. See, that was an easy setup, I know. Anyway, I'm sorry. But we also have Lana, the amazing Lana. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole details, but please.
Yeah, I don't know what we got on the radio, but I love karaoke, and I got a lot of good memories about it. My mom used to make me do karaoke all the time. We had those videos with the couples holding hands in the 80s and the lyrics popping up. We had CDs of those that my mom got just so that she could be like, Lana, your aunt's over. You're going to sing for us now for an hour. And we've got these karaoke videos, so we have the means.
Pre-SingStar.
Yeah. They DVDs. Were really funny, close to you, with MIDI, just MIDI. I love MIDI. It's so fun. Fake saxophone. Meow.
Meow.
I don't know if, meow. I don't know if, if this came on radio, but the DeVille's pad thing. Anyway, one night, this is my karaoke story. One night, I won a whole night at DeVille's pad. That's where Badlands is now. And it was incredible. And I just had I won. And I think there's power with you have to take responsibility if you're a good singer and you're trained not to be crazy and to let it get to your head when you're doing karaoke, because you're trained, obviously you can do it. It's there's probably an equivalent out there. But anyway, I won drinks for the whole night. It was free reign. It was crazy.
That's really scary. What a triumph. That's it.
Thank you, DeVille's pad. Thank you, burlesque scene circa 2012. Yes. This is a beautiful time. I loved that place.
We had burlesque, now we have karaoke.
Yeah.
I think it morphed in to each other.
Should I do Sade? Or yes. Should I just,
just awesome. In case.
I'm going to do Sade.
So we are going to do some karaoke live on air with Lana.
This may come as some surprise, but I miss you. I can see through
all of your lies, but still I miss you. He takes her love, but it doesn't feel like mine. He takes her kiss, her kisses are not wine, they are not mine. He takes, but surely she can't give what I'm feeling now. She takes, but surely she doesn't know how. Is it a crime? Is it a that I still want you, and I want you to want me too. My love is wider than Victoria Lake. My love is taller than the Empire State. It dies and it jars, and it ripples like the deepest ocean.
YouTube downloads. Wait.
We are perfecting the art of karaoke on the airwaves. The one thing that could not be questioned was Lana's amazing voice. Thank you so much.
I'm so cursed.
No.
With files.
With fire. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an Aries.
That's too bad. That's bad.
Thank you so much, Lana. Thank you so much. And we're going to play a song and then introduce some more guests and get right into it because, the time is 30 minutes past 12. We've got until 1 o'clock when Up Late takes over. But you're listening right now to the karaoke special with many special guests, including Lana, Matt Roberts, and Consensual Connie.
Hello.
What did you think about that one?
Very touching.
You were moved?
Yes, and touched.
That's good. I am glad for that. And we are going to play some more tunes. Oh, no, Lana, please. Did you have something else to?
Oh, yeah. It cut out just before that bit. But that's like that's an MF Doom sample. If you can recognize it, it's from Food. Ding, I think it's Con Carne. I think that's the name of the song.
Yeah, it's like an interlude-y
kind of it's really good. It's a good track. And when I heard that song, I'd heard the MF Doom song like for a long time in my life. And then when I heard the Sade track, I was like, oh! It was like the Matrix or something. I was like, oh my God, my whole life.
Worlds collide, like that video clip you were talking about before.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the red pill with us. Okay, cut that. Tristan, go off air again.
Blue pill.
All right. Well, this is all about love. All the songs are about love in various modes, whether it be breakup or makeout. But here's one by a songstress known as Desiree. This is the love theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Thank you.
trials, the strong will never fall. But watching stars without you.
Got this. Do you want a little
splash? There's none left.
So this is you listening to RTR FM 92.1. Whoa. We're going to play this underneath me. What a song.
Sorry.
No, I love it. No, I would have loved it to continue, but beautiful. We're in the last half hour, well, close to the 3 minutes to go before the last half hour begins. This is Tristan Fiddler with a special message out there to anyone listening. If any time, you know, errors happen, mistakes happen, just go with it, you know. Let the sweat go down your brow and just wipe it off and think, you know, this is karaoke part two. There's a karaoke part three out there, and we'll perfect the formula. And right now, I've got consensual Connie with me.
Exactly. We're just putting the fun in functional communication.
That's right.
At the end of the day.
You know, just living up to the great name of community radio.
Exactly.
Yes, which we love, you know.
You know, part and parcel, never understood what that means, but part and parcel, like, karaoke's a lot like community radio. Anyone can do it.
I love that. Cut that out.
I'm joking. Not anyone. I know you. Well, you're not professional. I know. But like, it is. It's great to be here.
Well, it's. Yeah. Well, it's. You. We've been joined by such luminous guests. We've had Lana, Matt Roberts, but we've also got returning visitors to the karaoke special, members of the House of Bach. We've got Neil.
Hello.
And we've got Elijah.
Hello, Shin. Oh my God.
Now, if you haven't heard their rendition of Cruising, I suggest you go onto the Mixcloud, the podcast. It's there to listen to. But the House of Bach keeps growing strength with every event. You had a sensational time at Camp Dougs with the party zone that was Skidmark.
Yes.
We had an amazing time.
And what is coming up next for House of Box?
We've got Electric Spookaloo, like a bit of a
spooky ghost and
yeah,
and witches
next Friday night at the Bird.
Mm, be a good time.
With some special guests from Melbourne. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. Whoa.
Habits.
Okay, I guess we're announcing it now.
Oh my God!
Whoa. Yay!
First karaoke FM.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's only $5 entry, so you can watch an interstate.
We're trying to get a spooky little special drink as well. It'll be delicious, I hope.
And we're
doing karaoke. We're doing scaryoke.
Oh, yeah, we're doing scaryoke at the event because it's spooky dokey.
Amazing plug. And tarot card reading.
We haven't confirmed the tarot card reader yet.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Slapping my lips.
Get Christina Witchy.
Christina
Big witch
Witchy.
Energy.
Yeah. Woo!
That's
what is that?
Stunning.
Yeah.
I love
my housemate.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Okay, yeah.
It's who you know.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we got spooky karaoke. What is a classic song for, I guess, Monster Mash is the obvious choice?
Stole My Thunder.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
We're going to use that one song and ride
just
off it for
have it
the
on
next,
repeat.
Stole
that.
What about Rocky Horror?
That's what my next one was going to be.
Well, there's too much thunder to be stolen. It's
Thunderstruck?
I love.
The next one was going to be Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keeper. Oh, my smash.
Well, I can't remember if we discussed it last time that you were on, but you know, we've been touching on the kind of idea of rules and boundaries within karaoke. Do you both have any kind of rules that you follow when it comes to karaoke or picking songs?
I definitely think there's something about, like, reading the room. I feel like there are sort of rules, but it's really flexible. Like, maybe don't sing a selfish song if everyone's trying to have a good time. Like, don't sing Hallelujah when, like, no, that's so selfish. When everyone's waiting, like, they're patient and you're just going to, I don't know. It's a real energy sap. Yeah. If the night is really fun.
I think another thing I only just starting to realize is, like, choosing a song that matches, like, the key, I guess. I don't know. Like, we were singing a lot of songs in the car on the way, and, like, we love Robin, but I don't know, some of it was much too, like, high for me to sound. I don't sound good, but can't, I, you know, it. Like, it.
Can you teach us how to sing, Lana?
Below. Oh. Like, yeah, well, Sam Lenny.
Dancing on my own. Yeah, I'm still dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bathhouse in the house.
Take note, Lana.
Yeah, it is. It is true. Like, some choices can be either, you know, intentionally selfish or inadvertently. I remember when someone did Light My Fire, and it was like the long version, so everyone just had to sit there through the 5-minute like solo and just wait for the you know, the MIDI organ to hit the notes, you know.
Meow. Mm.
Yeah. Sounds like something well, happened in Frio.
Oh.
Shout out Orient. Actually, I've got another rule. Haz and Kaz.
Yeah.
Groove Karaoke. Bought the t-shirt. I actually have a very, like, on their website, it's pretty, you know, like, there is a line about, I could go on and on about, like, song selection and stuff, but they don't. They just go, no drinks while singing, like, in hand while singing karaoke. Mm. And I messaged Harold and said that we were going to do a shout out today. And I said, do you have any stories? And he said, too many. Every evening is an event. Although what you kind of remember is when peeps behave oddly. And then a couple hours later, I ran into a man in Frio that needed to charge his phone and was showing me Thai kickboxing videos. And I was like, what did you do last night? And he's like, well, I was at the Orient. I was like, oh, Haz and Kaz, groove karaoke. And then he goes, yes, those are the people that told me to put my shirt back on. And that was a moment of, like, Haz and Kaz have to deal with this kind of carry on and odd stuff all the time. So I just thought that was very cyclical.
Yeah, that's, look, shout out to those who are feeling it and ripping their shirts off while doing, I don't know, Paradise by the Dashboard Light or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what that person would be singing. But, yeah, look, that's send a shout out to Groove Karaoke and how it's bringing people together, not just simply the people in this room, but the people that go to their shows every, you know, regular Thursday night, Friday night.
Yeah.
How many
Wednesday,
nights do they
Sunday,
do?
Tuesday, most days.
Wow.
But yeah, it brings us all together. It's the new religion, you know. I feel, yeah, it's like the closest to heaven for those of us that know we're going to hell.
Yeah. You're going to be writing
these little zingers.
Oh, zinger burger, darling.
That's
Casey.
KFC, not chicken
bucket
treat.
List. Oh, yes. Stricken from the record. Tempter.
Yeah, just say pingers instead. As in
popcorn
ping-pong,
bells.
Ding-dong, ding-dong.
Ding-dong, as in, you know, the Church of Karaoke.
Yes. I'm going to bring it up. I don't want to mess this up.
Oh, no.
So, we've got another song on the way here.
We do. Well, we're going to be singing The World Is Not Enough by Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you asked? Yeah, it should be down if it's not downloaded.
If it's downloaded. We're just looking through. We're downloaded through a karaoke app.
Mm.
I'm sober and I can't see it there.
Just go Control F, maybe. Oh. Just no, you press the search button maybe on the top right. Just type in world or maybe enough.
Tristan.
We can also pull it up on the old YouTube if it's not there, because
J'adore.
Let's pull it up.
Oh yeah.
All right. So while that's happening in action, we've got a song or two left in our reserves. We've got 24 minutes left before 1 o'clock, and then it will be up late, taking you through the morning hours, and many more songs and rules that were submitted to you. Well, in a form, consensual, Connie. We've had, you put out the request of what are the golden rules of karaoke, and other people, Hutch?
Oh, yes, shout out. Laura Hutch, she just came second in all of Australian broad comedy. She's a comedian.
She says...
Represent WA.
Their list says, number one, don't hog the mic.
Yes.
Number two... Skip the song after 1:30. What?
Oh, yes. That was a very contentious one. That's the open mic in her. She's done too many gong nights where if you take too long to tell jokes, you just get gonged off.
And number three, include dance moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
We call it... what do we... charades. No. What's the thing again where, you do...
Watching dancing competitions.
The Macarena.
Yeah, we'll come back to
it. So you think you can karaoke?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a song on the way, and then we can discuss further about karaoke rules. And it's Elijah.
I think it's ready.
Let's just give it a go.
Are we ready?
Is this mic going to
Is this the good version? Is it both mics?
Yeah.
Yeah, both mics will work.
Oh, beautiful. Sick. Cool. This is amazing.
No problem.
So we just press play and hope a Clive Palmer ad doesn't come up.
I know how to hurt, I know how to heal, I know what to show and what to conceal. I know when to touch. Wanting too much. The world is not enough, but it is such a perfect place to start, my love. And if you're strong enough, together we can take the world apart, my love. I feel
stop my love. And if you're strong enough, together we can take the world apart, my love. The world is not enough. The world is not enough. No, no, we'll heal enough. The world is not enough.
Ooh. I just realized I haven't got over my cold yet.
Oops.
That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That
I knew fewer of the words than I thought.
Well, I know. Yeah, when you don't know how it goes without the actual track running.
Yeah.
Wild.
Well, I thought it was amazing. It was great. It was a testament to, a 90s era James Bond theme performed by Garbage. Shout out to Shirley Manson. I think I always regret the fact that I had the first Garbage album and gave it away at some point. Foolishly.
Foolish.
I should have kept it and honored it and treasured it because it was one of the first CDs I had. Well, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Woo!
Thank you,
Connie.
Yes.
Consensual good. Connie, what's your? Do you have a comment to make about this performance?
I just have to say, every time I see She's My Brother perform as a duo in some form of karaoke setting, it just sets me alight. It really does. And there's all the emotion that's brought into it. It's always a bit diff, I'll give you that.
Diff.
It's a bit different.
That sounds positive.
It is, because it's unique, like a beautiful blossom. And one of my favourite performers, I mean, we've done a lot of karaoke together, karaoke FM, karaoke at Pika, but Jeffrey Power King's birthday when you do, and there was some shirts torn. Oh.
Someone came up to us on the street.
Really?
And she was like, I loved your shoes when you did Torn. That was great.
And that was like a while back.
Yeah,
and
that was a while ago. Yeah.
That was a bit specific and spooky.
And then she's like, do you know this person in this?
Electric Spookaloo.
You have a great memory.
Yeah. Yes. And she was like, not just because your shoes were torn, because like Velcro or something.
Because we got the birthday people up on the stage as well. Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeff and Naomi. Yeah, yes. It was a good time.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always is. Always tugging at the hearty strings. Yeah.
Yes. And we've got 16 minutes to go, so I think we'll play a track and hopefully we'll squeeze in some more karaoke songs before 1 o'clock hits and Up Late carries on with this fine example of community radio. And here's a here's another classic. This is by the Commodores. This is Easy. Sunday Morning by Commodores featuring Lionel Richie. And we're coming to the end. We've got 10 minutes to go of the karaoke special to Return of Karaoke. And Jace will be taking over. He'll be on the airwaves from 1 p.m. onwards with Up Late. So stay tuned for that for more great tunes as you see the morning through. And anyway, I'm Tristan Fiddler and this is the karaoke special. We're going to do we're going to do a sing along. If you're feeling it at home, sing along, turn it up and feel it, because we are going to do something with all of us here, which includes Consensual Connie.
Hello. And I remembered what the word I was looking for before was karaography. It's when you do very killer dance moves during your karaoke set.
I like that.
Coined and minted.
Coined and minted. So we are, yeah, we were also Elijah and Neil from House of Bach and Lana as well helping out. And then Matt Rumford standing behind me, which is always...
Like a teacher with a pen in his hands. Like,
he is an authority figure, so... So we're gonna do a song.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
We're gonna take it away, Mama.
Yeah, let's pass the headphones round.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what do we
Oh yeah.
You just crank it through the headphones.
We're flying by the seat of our panties here, everyone.
Oh yeah. Really loud, potentially. Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna sing loud.
It's like you're all here in the studio with us right now, figuring it out as we go.
Let's try it.
Is it?
Hey, sister soul, sister soul, gotta get this soul, sister.
Huh. Get it.
My mama lay down in old Moulin Rouge, stretching her stuff on the street. She said, hey Joe, you wanna give it a go? Oh, gitchy, ya, ya, da, da. Gitchy, ya, ya, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Mocha, chocolate, ya, ya.
Ooh, yeah.
Creole lady, marmalade.
What? Wait.
This is really hard to do.
Sister.
Yeah. Boom, why was she fresh enough? More than drank all her magnolia wine.
Oh, no.
Black satin sheets, waves of green. Hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mocha chocolate, yeah. Lady Marmalade,
voulez vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Voulez vous coucher avec moi
ce soir?
Come through the gutter belt, I'll let them know about that cake straight up the gate. We and I'm putting myself
out. I spend mad
when I can spend your disagree with that, you and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats like Atari while heels shoes get love from the dudes for badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Jesus. Sisters. Gotta get that dough, sister.
We drink wine with diamonds in the glass. By the case, the meaning of expensive taste. Come on, what?
Creole Lady Marmalade.
Christina.
Lady Marmalade.
Lil' Kim. Hey.
Maya.
Amazing. There you go. The full force of all the voices combined in the room for Lady Marmalade from the Baz Luhrmann film Moulin Rouge. And, yeah. Connie, what's your pronouncement?
Thanks for having us. It's probably the last time we'll be allowed to do this.
No, they'll give us a year.
But, you know, another year.
Turn the leaf.
Yeah, like, worse things have happened. We talked last time about the Maya Way, the Frank Sinatra Maya Way killings. No one was killed here, but in the Philippines, apparently, there was lots of people killed from people singing My Way.
Oh, right.
And that hasn't happened tonight with Lady Marmalade. No one was hurt in the singing of that song. Mm-hmm. Was it, if anyone was hurt?
You'll get terrified, safe.
It's killed, it's dead.
Let us know. Yeah. But I think it was, like, very pleasurable and, yeah, lots of coming together, just mutual masturbation.
Mm. I feel relieved.
That's the point, yeah. It was great. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, thank you all so much for being part of this special show, this amazing sequel to the karaoke special, its own episode. So, yeah, my real appreciation to Lana. Thank you so much. To Elijah, thank you so much. Well, of course, consensual Connie. Neil, thank you so much.
Yeah. No problem.
And Matt Roberts.
Woo.
And yeah, thank you for listening as well. We are going to see things out with 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock up late will take over, but the karaoke special will return. We're perfecting the formula, and in terms of some of the things that happened in this episode, yeah, it's gonna be amazing. So thank you so much. Keep the love alive. Keep the love of karaoke, and yeah.
Keep on carrying oaking on, everyone.
That was not what I intended to do. But anyway, we will figure it out.
It's karaoke, Trissy darling.
That's right. No. I'm just going to do... Here we go. All right.
The suspense. Suspend me, I love.
it's not working. Well, there you go. I will, no, it's not working on this thing. Anyway, there you go. I was going to do, you know, a song to throw us, to end us on, but, yeah.
Don't worry, listeners, we won't sing again.
There's a computer right here.
Oh, yeah.
We've been flicking through between a few pieces of technology tonight. It's very high-level stuff on the karaoke beast.
See if we can get 1 minute of karaoke in.
Oh, good, Elijah.
Yeah, yeah.
I
yes.
love, that is perfect.
So wherever you are, wherever you may find yourself right now and whatever chapter of your life, just keep carrying oakying on, and we'll see you next time. We're going to go over to a little track and a big love and, please not be an advert.
No, it's the karaoke thing. Here we go, 1 minute of karaoke.
All right, beautiful, sing at home. There we go, Hutch. 1 minute and a half only.
Yeah, here we go, everyone. This is for the,
It's for the lovers.
Kiss it better, baby. Kiss it. Kiss it better, baby. Waiting on that sunshine, boy. I think I need that back.
Back.
Can't do it like that.
That.
No one else gonna get it like that. So why argue? You yell, but you take me back.
Back.
Who cares when it feels like crack? Boy, you know that you always...
Thank you for listening to this RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. Visit rtrfm.com.au for more podcasts and other great content, as well as details on how you can support the station. You can also download our app and access RTRFM anytime and anywhere on your mobile device.